the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Very good morning to you, Maria.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Keeping in with our spooky theme today, you've got a locally produced Wonder Doco for us.
A Wonder Doco, yeah, another one from Florian Habbock, who is an amazing filmmaker.
Yes.
I just think he's wonderful. But, you know, he was asked to do a, to make a film about Spookers, the entertainment venue, right, out at King's Seat, which is, of course, the old psychiatric hospital. And he actually resisted at first, which I don't blame him for. There's actually just recently been quite a lot of critique come out about, you know, the idea of Spookers as a kind of a scare fest happening out on the site of an old psychiatric institution that where people were, you know, physically and emotionally and, you know, potentially other in other ways abused. In fact, there have even been legal settlements made around ex-patients of King's Seat. So it's a really delicate kind of idea to make a funny documentary about this place where people go to get scared.
Well,
right?
even set up a business doing that there is
crazy, isn't it? It's just,
excuse the pun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it's a very strange choice, and it's set up.
But I know that I've seen the movie, and yeah. it's you realise that it was handled very carefully,
exactly,
and still is, and that's really cool, right?
I mean, the fact that Florian actually took this on, because it's really high risk for him, and actually made a really compassionate journey about the performers at Spookers being like the strange family of misfits and outsiders.
It's a beautiful movie. It really is, isn't it?
It's really moving.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would feel about it if I'd been, you know, a patient at King's Seat all those years ago, you know, trapped there without access to, you know, freedom. But I think he's really tried to handle it really well. He actually includes an interview with an ex-nurse and an ex-patient who's an advocate, actually, of people with mental illness now, and she's really incredible. In fact, I think that's
really great. That bit, eh?
It is. It's weirdly enough, it's the most it's the sanest part of the film.
Yeah, but it's really important that it's in there. I think, you know,
vital.
And everybody that's there, no matter how ghoulish and utterly terrifying, they do amazing work. Their ensembles that they sort of put on, just
from a theatrical point of view,
just like amazing and amazing, terrifying makeup and stuff. But they, you know, you can tell that they were really respected as well. They were, you know, no one's sort of disrespecting them.
It's kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
It almost feels like some sort of I might be out of line saying this, but some sort of like post-traumatic therapy that is being kind of acted out on the site. I mean, that could be really out of line, but just the way that Florian portrays the actors kind of really connecting with each other, connecting with the actual location itself and their own troubles, and the way he kind of portrays them as being, I don't know, there's some sort of crossover between them being kind of, Are they actually people who have come in to impose, you know, theatrics upon this place, or are they kind of like reliving past lives or something? I don't know. It's something
it's a really cool documentary, isn't it? It's on so many different levels and really unexpected stuff. And there's a call there. I wonder if it's related to this. Good morning.
Morning, Mikey. Since you're talking about Spookers, I worked there when it very first opened.
Wow.
And one night we had a group come in and they were ex-patients.
Oh.
Yeah, they booked a banquet room.
Yeah.
And some of the stories we heard from them were quite chilling.
Yeah.
I can imagine. I don't think anyone's in any doubt about the rotten history of the place.
Yeah.
That's a big one, isn't it? Hey, you guys all want to go back there and we'll book the banquet room, you know, it'll be nice.
Yeah, that was the surprising part, that they wanted to come back. There was one guy, I remember, who just stayed quiet and peered out the window.
Yeah. I mean, these people were sent there without any choice.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But it's amazing that it could just be sitting there, it could just be an empty shell of a hospital and everyone avoiding it, you know, but now it's this thing with corn mazes and people chasing with chains, like really terrifying stuff. Have you been as a punter, caller?
Yes, I have. A few times, but it's not as fun as it used to be. Back in when it opened and we started, Osh didn't know how to make rules for the place.
Yeah, Osh is always a factor.
ruining every terrifying experience, Osh. Oh.
Yeah, so let's just say we had a lot more fun than the actors these days had.
Hey, Ann, thanks for your call, man.
That's really cool. Thank you for calling.
See you later. And well, there you go. I mean, there's not too much. You don't want to give away too much in this doco, eh? It's I just, Florian is a great
movie maker, and he is a great person,
yeah. And a really lovely person, and he really handles the whole subject matter really well. We talked about it quite a lot when it was in the film festival.
Yes.
But so the reason you're here is because it must be available on the DVD now.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Now that's through the film festival circuit, you can purchase it. And I mean, Florian always makes colourful films. You know,
all of his work is just thoroughly delightful.
From Wooden Head to Kai Koi Demolition and Our Rubbings of a Live Man from a Live Man. You know, he's a brilliant filmmaker. And he's really quirky. He's not ever going to make it in Hollywood because I don't think Hollywood's that open-minded.
You don't know that. I mean, by the way, Johnny, were you bummed out we didn't get invited to the Thor?
Apparently Taika was missing anyway.
But you never know what happens. You never know what's going to happen.
True.
This is 2017. Still so much gas in the tank.
Lovely.
This year.
Yeah. Well, it would be very refreshing and cool if someone like Hart Florian actually made it to Hollywood, because I think it would enliven the industry.
But for now, let's all applaud this fantastic movie he's made about the haunted house and scare factory out there at the former mental hospital called Spookers. Have you ever been there, Johnny? You've been there? Did you do wheeze?
It was terrifying. Yep. It's good, though. It's great.
I've never been. Maybe.
I would definitely recommend it.
It's great fun.
It's run by a couple of ex-farmers, isn't it? And the ex-mayor of Rangitiki.
See, that story is so cool as well,
I know. And they're incredibly humble and down-to-earth. But
I'm going to play that. I've got the Sausages song here for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
The other one?
No.
You will when you hear it.
Oh, from the film?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Oh, not the other Sausages song. What are you talking about? Sorry, what?
I'm playing that on this station. Sausages are beautiful. Sausages are beautiful. Sausages are beautiful, especially with bread and sauce. No. Come buy a sausage, only $2. Come buy a sausage, only $2. Sausages are beautiful. Sausages are beautiful. Sausages are beautiful, especially with bread and sauce.
No.
Sausages are beautiful. Sausages are beautiful. Sausages are beautiful, especially with bread and sauce.
Hey, someone sends in text here. I heard some of the actors aren't allowed to dress up as mental patients. Well, there's a couple of corkers in the movie who are. The girl with the. Hey, if you'd like to win a copy of this on DVD, how are we going to do this? We've done all the scare us, scream down the telephone things last time around. What about you just get online, 309-3879. I'm going to ask you a simple question, and if you can answer it correctly, then it's yours. So just give us a call right now. 309-3879 if you'd like to win a copy of Spookers on DVD. Good morning.
Morning, Mikey.
It's as simple as this, my friend. Spell Spookers.
S-P-O-O-K-E-R. F.
Oh, jeez, I thought you were going to make it there. He's correct. Well done. See, sometimes spelling this time, see, Rob's come in. He was going to try and win that, weren't you? But he's gone. Yes, sometimes spelling can be difficult when you're on the radio. But
it's going to be a silent
S. Also, quickfire maths is no good at this time of the morning for some people.
No.
What's your name?
Denver.
Denver, congratulations, my friend. You've won that. I hope you enjoy it. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Have you got it there at the moment? Or is it yet to be delivered?
Maybe give it a week or two.
Hold on, wait. I'll just go and do some extra work and find out for you. Hang on. Apparently, you can come pick it up from the office, yeah.
Oh, you're a great man, Mike. I'm in town today, mate. Okay, brother, we'll catch up with you later on. Thanks very much. Love the show.
All right, yep. Matey, Patagi. Thank you. Good day. There we go. I didn't get his name. Call me back. I just hung up on you. Could you call me back?
His name was Denver, I think.
Denver, that's right. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just write down Denver on something and someone else is going to walk up to me. Hi, my name's Denver. All right, Maria, thank you very much.
Welcome. Thank you.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.